Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Here we are, Backchat powered by Paywires, and we're live again. Welcome, Hammer.
Yeah, it's good to be here. We're live.
Absolutely. Live on YouTube. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, this is live, just go to YouTube, Backchat Studios. Hello to all our people watching on live.
Don't go there right now, because if you're listening to this, this will be tomorrow and you won't be there live.
That's right.
You can Mondays and Fridays, 4:30 Western Standard Time.
Absolutely.
Western Fister's time.
Of course.
We will be live on YouTube.
Backchat Studios, just look us up there. Now, we have lots of people in the chat. I promise last week, I'm going to be honest, I lagged a bit getting to
on
the
Monday,
chat. Yep. And then there's lots of people in there saying stuff on Monday. And so Nick's there. Say hey, Nick. Well, you're on a podcast, you can talk as well. And there you go, you're on video too. You can just get your comments there. Nick's going to say a hello and write back to some of them, and then we'll also talk about them on the pod.
Yeah, if there's some good ones, we'll talk about them.
If it's good, we'll read it. Now, usually a live version, of course. There's usually a third person here, of course.
There is.
Will Schofield.
Scoey usually sits where I'm sitting. Actually, that's not true. He sat where you were sitting. We've played some Tetris with the seating arrangement.
That's right, yeah.
But he's not here.
He's not here because, so last Friday, he had to race off.
He went to Pink last Friday.
Go to Pink, that's right. A big Pink fan.
Massive Pink fan. He's jumped on the international bandwagon.
That's right.
He's touring with Pink.
To Bali for her first leg of the, you know.
Of the Asian Pacific. The Southeast Asian
Southeast
Pacific.
Asian. Yeah. He's off. And he's there with Pink, but he's given up a bit of time.
What's
we
he
do.
Got? Yeah,
he's got about an hour till the concert.
Yeah, he's
which
got
is
that,
great.
And then he's off to Indonesia. Then he's got
Java.
Yep. Then he's Java got
Island.
Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos. Yep. He's all over the joint.
He's following
he's going
Pink
on
everywhere.
The full tour with Pink.
Before we get to Will, though, I'm just going to tell you a little bit how. Like you rocked up, and I was just telling you a little bit about the show. This is what we're going to do. Okay. There was a game last night of footy.
Footy is back.
I'm
excited.
There's also a game of footy that's about to start.
Yep, I'm looking at Michael Voss's face currently.
Yep, and we'll keep you up to date. So that's Carlton v Brisbane. We'll keep you up to date with stuff that's going on. So, you know, chuck that up on the TV. If you're watching this live on YouTube, put it on the background. We'll have a little chat about that. We've got a world exclusive about one of our backmans. Very excited about that.
That's really cool.
There's also, speaking of backman, another backman who has potentially broken his contract.
I have heard
this. A sponsorship contract.
Yep, I've heard
this. I'm filthy about it. We're going to talk about that. But you know what? Enough of the preview. Let's just get Scoey on. He's given up some time all the way from Bali, Indonesia. Scoey, praying the tech works. Oh, there we go. Bamboo.
Hey,
background,
Will.
Perhaps. Are you there?
Hello, fellas. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Loud
as clear as mud, mate. It's beautiful. Are you ready to go for Pink?
Is it clear or not?
No, it is actually legitimately very clear.
Yep.
That was a joke. Are you ready for Pink?
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed the joke. Now, I am ready for Pink. Look, I know you boys are having a laugh, but I can tell you exclusively what I actually am doing here. After a huge week, we're calling it dredging. So, yeah, I was dredging around Optus during the week, did the naked lap, cleared some of the sand from some of the banks. And so I've been requested here internationally to
so
Bali.
Dredging the Southeast Asian archipelagos.
So, yeah. Oh, very good. If you don't know what we're talking about, just head to the Shelter Footycast Instagram page, which is Shelter Footycast. And it's on Backchat as well. But head to Shelter Footy Cast and follow them because we it's a bloody good show Mondays and Thursdays. Scoey's running his naked lap of Optus. How did it feel? Tell us about the wind and the chill and all of that.
I mean, how did it feel? Felt amazing. How did it look? Even better. Yeah, dredged my way around. Couple of scuff marks on the old fella as I ran around. It's a bit windy, so hit a few tree branches on the way through. Look, it felt somewhat shameful. Saw some people with their families walking around. Probably didn't go late enough. If I had to be critical of my own behaviour, yeah, I was running around and there was kids running around on scooters and stuff. But, you know, sometimes you get that on the big jobs. I've been promising for a long time. And of course, my dredging ability had been called over here to Bali for the week. So I thought, well, Monday night was the last night I could have done it. So I did do it. I'm a man of my word. I played to Hammer's 50 rules of being a good bloke. Can't remember exactly what they're called, Hammer. You can
there's 11 in there, and I'm pretty sure one of them is, I'm paraphrasing here, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dad, but it's if you make a bet about West Coast losing, you have to run naked around Optus. I think that is, I reckon that's rule number 8, I think.
I thought it was if you say something, do it or something like that.
There'll be something in there along those lines. It's all metaphorical at some point. Never ever cheat at golf. I reckon that's probably the one that correlates. But yeah, there's a few
thing.
In there.
Same thing. Can we get that on the line?
We'll get that on one day and we'll get in to run through those.
That'll be great. Hey, Scoey, a question for you. In Bali, did you watch the footy last night? First game of the 2024 season. Did you make your way to a pub or something?
I mean, no, I didn't. I didn't have to. I've got a VPN. I pretty much may as well have been in Perth. KO right. Got bluffed completely by my VPN. They thought I was sitting at home, but I was sitting in Seminyak, sucked in KO. Watch the game.
Yeah, well, your knob was pretty much still here, dredging all the way from carried across. I don't know what sea that is up there, but it's laying the pipeline.
Yeah. Well, I did watch it. I mean, how good that footy is back. I mean, round zero, I know there's been ups and downs, but this is bloody amazing, boys. Footy's back. It's a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like, I'm sure the AFL, Dan, have got so far around this. They must have put some work, I don't know, the graphics department perhaps, they must have put a lot of work into this.
Yeah, they did, Ham. I don't know if you saw this, but on Thursday, you know, everyone's getting ready for the footy, and they've gone out with this one here. So you've got, Errol Goulden, yeah. Chad Warner.
As you're talking about that, I'm getting
Christian Petrarca, and who's the fourth there at the back there on jet
Jack
skis?
Viney. Is it Jack Viney? Viney?
Yeah, Jack Viney, perfectly. So they're on jet skis in the Sydney Harbour. Now I just wanted to fact check whether or not you could even do this. I looked up; it's illegal. You can't even ride a PWC, which is a personal something something, in the Sydney Harbour. So they're broken.
This is fun. Know what? Yeah.
This is
what
good because
Christian Petrarca look like.
Yeah.
What does Christian Petrarca look like? He wants Errol Goulden to come and sit on the back of his jet ski. He's looking at him.
Come and dink
like he wants to fuck him.
Well, it's funny because this is the first time you guys are sharing this with me, and I independently sent this to a group of friends and said, who at the AFL social media department thought this was a cool concept because you need to take him out the back and fucking shoot him because that was fucking horrible. What they didn't do, though, because they've actually cropped it out, but I think it's behind Chad Warner at the back. It's actually Scoey just dredging the Sydney Harbour.
The anchor.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, not the greatest idea there. And it's just like, what relevance does it have to football? It's just
the jet skis. I'm so
it's
confused.
It's just so strange.
Put them all on like a boat together or something.
Yeah.
It's just a bad concept. Nick, but I like their
it looks
stuff.
Like a poster of like a romance movie where –
yes.
Like he's trying to get Goulden to fall in love with him.
Yeah. Tracker. Yeah. Like 51st dates. Yeah. Like and the second date is age. On the jet ski. The third is dredging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Trays of fries to come.
Matthew McConaughey. I mean, he could have played Jack Viney. I mean, Matthew McConaughey has always got his rig out. I love Matthew McConaughey. Imagine if he was on the fifth jet ski along the sixth jet ski, me dredging, and then Matthew McConaughey. I mean, I think that would be incredible. Nicholas, you didn't have your microphone up before and you do now. I would like to second Dan. Can you just feed the comments to us, please? I want you overriding me, overriding Dan, overriding Hamish. Can we do that today, please? I want you just feeding us with comments.
Yep, I'll just cut you off at any time.
Please. That'd be great.
Just thank jumping you. Halfway through. Fuck you guys.
We've got I've got a lot of long neck references so far, which is a great start. So
shout out
going.
Shout out to the long neck. So I'm just to clear that, because you know people are talking about long neck a lot. I did do another cameo. I got requested again, and I have upped my prices since. I got requested again to make another one, and I was very apologetic to Bianca for calling her long neck for about 1:30 and also telling her that, you know, turning almost 40 is pretty grim. I don't know what these people want from me from these shout outs. So I sort of just, I go more negative with it. But Bianca, again,
I think that's the way to do it.
Very,
isn't it?
Very sorry. And, yeah. and you know, I just, my apologies for calling it long neck. Let's talk about some footy, because I don't want to talk about long neck anymore.
Of course.
You know, enough on that. So last night, Ripper game, we were watching a bit here, us at the back chat. It's good just to crack the shelter. We started watching some footy. Just bloody awesome. Let's go to the first thing that we saw off the game, which is very cool, and this involves you, Hammer, to a degree. Obviously, Angus had to retire early in the off season due to, you know, getting hit in the head many times and having to take his health into account.
Yep.
So it was a lovely gesture from, and this isn't even a joke, it was just bloody awesome. Seeing the helmet up there. There we go. The helmet. Getting touched by Gorn and Fritsch there.
Not the way you'd want if it was actually Angus's head in there, obviously, considering all the concussion issues.
And so we got that helmet and it's here straight away.
Yeah,
shipped
so,
over.
I have got a spare one, which is always nice. But yeah, it's it was a very, very lovely gesture. It was great to see the boys do it. I'm not sure if it's one of those things, like you can get things like that where it's just like a staple of the year and they do that every game.
Yep.
They lost, so not sure if they're going to keep it up. But yeah, it was a really nice gesture to see from the boys, and a few of the boys had Gussie written on their shoes. And
great.
Yeah, it was a lovely gesture. It was touched.
Hamish, as you've mentioned well there, mate, they've lost. So as you well know, in a football club, Simon Goodwin would literally be behind the closed doors going, get the fucking helmet off the door. We're not touching
that
again.
Right,
that's why
he's
we
out
lost.
Of there. Fucking, all right, whatever. He played 100 games. It's fucking done now. Let's move on. We're going to be good. Exactly right.
Now, it wasn't all bad for Melbourne. I mean, they did lose, but there was this one player. Let's talk about Jacob Van Ruin. One of the craziest goals of all time. Could already round one or round zero, I'm sorry, be goal of the year. Let's get that video up. Scotty, I'm sure you would have seen this early days. What's gone on here? He's gone to take an overhead mark right near the goal square. He's fallen back, and it's landed on his shin?
He's dropped it. And he's kicked it.
Off his forehead.
He's dropped it off his forehead, and that's somehow, he's kicked it off his shin guard, which anything under the knee technically still counts as a kick. So he's shinned it through. That's a tough goal. And I don't know how, I mean, you've set the mark high for our goal of the year. But yeah, it's just like.
Is it Matty Lloyd-esque? You know, Matty Lloyd won the back heel. Is it Matty Lloyd-esque? Jacob Van Rooyen didn't meet it.
Yeah, he just like you would not say, "Oh, mate, how'd you do that one?" He's like, "Oh, I've just literally fallen over. Yeah. I have literally fallen over, and I've kicked the sausage."
I would be claiming it.
Of course you'd claim it. Not God, yeah, you would. But you know, it's deep down, you ask him the question, he's not going anywhere near that ever again.
No chance. What about the ruck work? So there was a big talker on in the off season around the stiff arm. And being able to use that. Max Gorn, obviously an elite ruckman, very can jump incredibly high and can just dominate. Like you said, that Melbourne are going to be very good this year, and with the new ruck rule.
Yeah, I thought he was going to dominate.
Gorn, he could just dominate. Let's have a look at what Brody Grundy was doing all game. So every centre bounce, Brody Grundy is just running straight at Max. As soon as the bounces happened,
Gorn's
crossing that line.
Gorn's won the last two.
Do you think this is a tactic, though?
Gorn's won three.
There we go.
There's Grundy winning one. Yeah, look.
So what do you think about that?
It's like
I've never seen it happen like that. I mean,
no, I'd never seen it be that aggressive. It's it was interesting that he didn't mix it up. I think Gorn got the better of him to start with, and then Grundy sort of finished a lot better. And it was I was very surprised that he didn't make that adjustment mid game. He's obviously a high quality player and has the ability to do that. But yeah, just sort of was. I think he looked a bit dumbfounded as to what was going on. And it's like, fuck, how do I make this adjustment on the fly? And he couldn't. And they were too good in the end. And Grundy played a pivotal role in it. But probably opens the door to people doing this to Gorn for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
What I love about this one, boys, is clearly so Brodie Grundy, who was banished to the VFL, mind you, absolutely banished, can't play with Gorney, he can't play at all, in fact, get down to the VFL, down the Casey Scorpions and try your heart out down there, and we won't even put you back up, even when Gorn was injured. He has been traded to Sydney for free, like for a little
Collingwood are still paying for him, I think.
Correct. Collingwood are paying for him. Melbourne are paying for him. Sydney get him for free. Don't even trade for anything for him. He then plays, I think, probably the most pivotal part of the game against Gorn, who he would have trained on every day for the entire time he was at Melbourne. Clearly, it was a tactic that he – I can just see these two boys sitting around the locker rooms. It's like, Gorny, what do you really hate? Like, this is, you know, last year when he's on the list. Like, what do you hate? And Gorny being like, mate, I hate it when blokes come across the line too early and bash into me. And Grody Brundy is just sitting there going, yep, you know what? I'm stuffed this. I'm doing this every single time that I'm going to play. And I reckon he got him in the end, which is a very fucking big deal.
So, I mean, West Coast didn't have a ruckman for one of the centre bounces, against Adelaide. Maybe this is a tactic for them. Just don't use a ruckman. Just have someone run into Max Gorn every time. So maybe there's – oh, we got Nick.
King Cal on the group chat, 91. Mm. He said, Scully's not the only one stiff-arming around Optus. Yeah. Round one.
Right. Yeah. Which is very good. I love that. Absolutely.
That's very good, Cal.
This is actually a good bounce back for Brody. Did you see what happened to him before the game? Bit of injury concern.
I did
to his ear. Let's take a look at this, Hammer. This was pretty brutal. I've never had this happen to me myself. Getting stung by a blue bottle jellyfish.
Fuck.
On the back of that ear, and it's already quite a large ear.
He's got some real big hearers. Have a look at that. That
he's got the blue bottle.
That is really unfortunate.
You ever been stung by a blue bottle?
Yeah, a few times. Yep,
a few times.
Yeah, they're not very fun.
Where?
On my legs. You guys
pee on it?
I didn't pee on
the dredger.
Yeah, no, not on the dredger. I've had a couple on my neck, which really, really hurt. But like, you'll just be swimming, and just sort of fucking hurts. But yeah, it's that's not a good spot to get stung. I wouldn't have thought
on the ear. Yeah. No. Scooby, how we just want to check in tech wise. Barley, you know, getting us loud and clear. I'm really, really happy with
that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is actually better than being on the couch. I've done back chat. I've done Fox Footy.
Yeah.
I've done a 6PR interview. They've all been flawless. You watch the technology fail here as I finish this
when
sentence.
When are you coming back?
Like,
what's the deal there?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not coming back. I'm just about to say I'm not coming back. I'm staying here. Everything's working fine here. I'm going to call games from here. I'm going to do social media videos, and I'm an influencer now.
That's great. Okay, let's talk about Joel Hamling. So he's our sponsored backman.
Yep,
he is. For Sydney. Didn't get selected for the game.
Yes.
How do we feel about this?
Poor boy.
Devastated.
Oh boy, oh boy.
I think as much as we love Joel, this was always going to be a concern.
Right.
He was on the outer at Fremantle, wasn't getting a game, and now he's looking like it's going to be similar treatment. I'm not ready to throw.
Do we need a new backman?
I'm not ready to throw the towel in just yet on Joel. I would like to leave. Here's what I think. I think we've got enough talent coming out of the state of New South Wales in Jack Buckley at GWS that we can account for not having a Sydney back for another maybe two rounds.
All right.
So I think we give Joel Hamling rounds one and two.
Oh God.
To play
and
reclaim his spot as the back chat backman of the Sydney Swans.
Yep.
If that doesn't happen, I propose two things.
Yes.
One, we pick a new back from Sydney.
I have suggestions there. But so, what's number two?
We either one, select another back from Sydney. Two, fuck Sydney and we sponsor Sam Taylor as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah. We just go
double GWS.
Okay. Scully,
maybe YouTube channel want to put some names forward for Sydney, or maybe get around Sam Taylor because I could see that as well. But I have one name to put forward.
Yes, Pelican.
One name only.
Lewis Pelican.
Yeah, we love the
Pelican.
Got to
be the Pelican. He was pretty good last night.
He was very good.
Okay,
he would have had maybe three touches, I reckon. He might have had three and not many kicks. He was dour.
Yeah,
he didn't look like he wanted the footy at all.
Good.
Like he wanted nowhere near him, neither did his opponent. He was outstanding from the Pelican. So round three, if I don't see Joel Hamling in Sydney colours, the Pelican's in.
All right, happy with that.
That's enough about that game because we have a bigger thing to deal with right now, and it's just irked me for the last, I don't know, 12 hours since I saw this.
Sure.
Now, West Coast have been really shit for, I don't know, however long. Few years, right? Horrible for the last 2 years.
Yep.
But just bad for the last three. I think I found the reason, right? And there's many, you know, people talk about the injuries. They talk about, I don't know, potential curse.
Yep.
Hammer retiring.
Actual curse.
Hammer retiring. Yep. Scully retiring.
Yep.
Them not re-signing the key players, right?
The dredging of Optus Stadium.
The dredging of Optus Stadium. The ground's uneven now. People are going to roll their ankles.
Yep. It's got a moat around it.
It's
a big moat. A medieval moat.
So for 2023, and I assume this is the same because, you know, history repeats itself.
Yeah.
Your team's AFL distribution of funding, right? There's some big numbers here in the millions. So the AFL comes along and goes, here's some money for your club, all right?
Okay. For what?
For, you know, keep the league running.
Do we understand what we're talking about here, Dan? Just so we know what we're talking about. All of the revenue that clubs make over a certain point go into a big pool and then it gets redistributed through the clubs. It's not the AFL doesn't just start flinging out checks at $20 million.
Yep.
All the revenue you earn by the clubs over a certain point go back into a big pool. That's what happens.
Okay. It gets distributed amongst the clubs.
Sure. Right?
Who's coming dead last, do you think? Fucking the West Coast Eagles. $15 million that we've received for 2023. Let me tell you something. The Gold Coast Suns, the $33 million.
Yeah, that is
$33 million, Hammer.
I'll tell you why, just off the top.
Collingwood, $20 million. The biggest club in the entire league. They just won the grand final. $20 million. There you go.
Off the top of my head.
Here's a grand final.
Dan.
Here's a premiership. Carlton, $19.5 million. Everyone wants them to win. You just take $19 million.
They did give
much of Brisbane.
Brisbane, $27 million. You just made the grand final.
I'll try and explain.
West Coast, $15 million.
Okay, so here's my
thoughts. Wonder we're bad.
I'll go again. So my thoughts on this, a few things. Collingwood, you get a grand final bonus, so that might be included in that. I'm not sure. West Coast.
It's not much.
No, it's not much.
It's like $1 million.
West Coast have got more money than any other club, period. No matter what anyone will tell you, in the bank there is more money than anyone else.
Yeah, and they're giving it all to the Gold Coast Suns.
No. So West Coast themselves have reserves that are stupid big, and the AFL, there's no point evenly distributing. Gold Coast are in debt. AFL, help them out. West Coast, we've got like $70 million in the bank or something stupid. So they're not short a quid, and I still don't think that's the reason they're not very good.
No, that's the reason.
How much are we giving the Giants, Dan?
Yeah.
Well, we're giving the Giants $32 million, but that's okay. They're a newish club.
Yeah. How much are North Melbourne getting?
And they're very North Melbourne. Oh, here we go. $24 million.
They're the second worst team.
Yeah, 24, and we're getting 50. So here you go. North have $10 million more than the team right below you.
Yeah. No, that is a disgrace. AFL, if you're listening, fuck you guys.
It's all Gil. I don't know what Dill's up to these days.
Is Gil still here?
No, Gil.
Does Gil have anything to do with it anymore?
I ran into Gil the other day in Seminyak, actually.
He's a very tall man. He's deceptively big.
I reckon he's like lingering around the AFL offices, just like, hey guys, you need anything from me? And they're like, Gil, please leave.
Yeah, Gil.
You were tough. Yeah. You're off. Yeah. Get out of here. Yeah,
you retired 8 years ago, Gil.
Anyways, we know why West Coast are bad. I've figured it out. So if you're a West Coast fan, it's time to write an email.
If you're a West Coast fan, donate more money to the club. They need more money. That's why they're bad.
Call right now, 1-800. No, not really. But but it's time. It's time for some.
I was just going to say Gold Coast $30 million. Is that correct?
It says 33.11.
Well, someone had to pay for Dimmer's Kentucky trip.
So. Oh, yeah.
Bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang. Dimmer, yeah. Dimmer just dredging the Greek islands.
Oh.
Nicholas, what are the people saying? Tell me.
All right, let's have a look. Score update: Brisbane 18-6.
It's 24-6 now. 24-6.
I'm a few seconds late, so okay. Huntsy's keeping us up to date with that.
Thanks, Humpy.
MJPR123. He asked if we could do a little score update on the screen in future things. So
I like that.
A Fox Footy rolling banner. That's a fucking great idea.
If you could just build that right now, so we could have a live insertion right now, that'd be great. Thanks, Nick. What else?
Troy has come in and said, Dan, at least someone has paid you for a cameo, because he reckons he's been on there for 12 months. He's gotten nothing.
What's Troy doing? Is Troy just a random punter that's gone, fuck it, someone sign me up. Imagine being able to just, Troy, oh, fuck, I'm really wanting a birthday message. There's a few short from a party. I'm just going to send Troyza a message. Hey, Troy. Oh, shit. Who's this? Dan. Hi, Dan. It's Troy. I am a plumber out of Toowoomba. You don't know me, and I don't know you, but happy birthday.
I can tell you.
Is that Troy?
That's not Troy. I can tell you who Troy is.
Yeah.
He is the guitarist that sits on top of the Optus Stadium.
Oh, Troy! Troy's a person that actually around does
so that's,
love Troy.
I'm not saying that plumbers in Toowoomba don't do things, now, but Troy, yeah, we know Troy.
Troy's last name is Nababin, I think, or Nababin or Nababin. Okay? It's one of those.
I didn't want to say it either. So yeah, I think
it's Nababin.
Troy's a fantastic
Troy
guy.
Troy Nababin.
Fun fact, he made the You Send It, We Read It sting. So he's a very good musician, plays guitar at the top of Optus Stadium. He might live up there, who knows?
You send it, we read it.
Of course, thanks to Troy.
Thanks to Troy Babbitt.
Who made
new
that
sponsor.
So if you are on Cameo and you want a Cameo from the guy who plays guitar on the top of the Optus Stadium, look him up.
How much does Troy charge just off the top?
I don't know. I don't know, but we're giving Troy a little plug
Let's
there.
Let's go on.
$23 for a...
Troy!
Troy, son.
Troy!
Oh, I love you, Troy.
Nah,
couldn't tell you. Couldn't pick you from a lineup of one. Never met you before.
Troy's just
said $23 is criminal. Fuck me. Wow.
He said close enough, but all wrong, I think, with the pronunciation.
Troy,
I'm so sorry.
I'll pronounce it when you drop your prices.
I'll just call you long neck.
Troy.
Now, Tom Green has picked his AFL goal song. Now, a few clubs have been doing this. Brisbane, they've been doing it for a little while. So, you know, when a player kicks a goal, a song comes over the PA. One of the big ones is...
I wonder what Calamar Cheese is, because he's just kicked a goal for the Brisbane Lions, 30-6.
Well, if you're watching this game and you can hear it over the broadcast, just write it in the YouTube chat. Tom Green... Let's just play.
Listen to the song. Basically, want fans to get up and do the samba if that's what they want to do. Listen.
All right, here's the song. 55 launches goalward, and then this echoes.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
That's good gas there from Tommy. I like that a lot.
You like that?
Yeah.
I love that. That would be epic if everyone in the crowd gets up and dances that. Scully's dancing all the way in Bali, so obviously you could hear that. What would your song be now? If you were playing right now, pick a song.
Shivers, that's a really good question off the top of my head. Probably the Big Show's theme song.
Yeah, love that.
Just kick a goal, because I wouldn't kick many from out like inside 50. A lot of my shots come from deep, and so just, well, it's a big show. I'd probably get Troy to do it for $23.
we have been trying to see if there's a way that we could get the boy played at Optus Stadium when Ruben Jinbi kicks a goal.
Yep, that'd be huge.
I don't know if that would just be – if that's too much, Ruben. You know,
he'd probably need one of his teammates to do it.
Yeah, I think so, Scully. If you know, you're still got a lot of connections.
Like Gov was talking him up heavily the other day. Like, I reckon Gov could put him on there.
Why don't we get a backman to put it on? Like, why don't we get McGovern, but like maybe our back chat backman of our sponsored fame, Tom Barras.
Yeah, he's kicked one goal.
He's kicked one.
Yep, that's right. In his 100th game, right before we predicted it would happen.
And
as well,
West Coast social media team said, welcome to the West. So that just shows where they're at. He's been here for 100 games. Come up with something new.
Game day.
Yeah, get up, it's game day. Welcome to the West. Oh, who's this baby photo?
Blind.
Fucking hell.
Yep. And end of game.
Yeah.
Too good. Full stop.
Yeah. Yeah, the Suns were too good for us this year because they have an extra $20 million.
That's right. Next time, when the Suns beat us this year, I hope the social media team just write $20 million.
Imagine if they just went a complete 180 and just started teeing off on everyone this year. Oh, no, we're shit. But fuck you guys.
That'd be great.
Well,
that'd be
great. Heaps of cash.
Yeah, we've got heaps of cash. Fuck you guys.
Now, we have an exclusive. I talked about this off the top of the show. We have a world exclusive. Massive. We have found out who one of the players on the GWS Giants has as their song. So Tom Green obviously released, we'll talk about that, some song, which of course he heard on a soccer TikTok video, and that's how he picked it.
Yep.
So that's great.
It's not original. It's not original.
Not original at all.
What about Jack Buckley? He's our backchat backman. He's the reigning backchat backman of the year.
He is.
Now, luckily, what a builder. Luckily, we have someone
incredible
who could just message him and find out.
Me. Yes, that is correct. So I can just message
what
him.
What a segue and build up that was.
And
that was
I did
brilliant.
Just message him. So I said to Bucks, I was like, mate,
here we go.
What's your I'll read you verbatim what I said.
Yep.
What's your goal song this year? Jack. You'll be horrified. This is what he said.
Okay.
But I went with No Air by Chris Brown and Jordan Sparks.
Oh, that is good.
My fucking golly gosh.
This is such a tune.
Imagine JV running back to fullback with his arms in the air.
Play some more.
Yeah, keep going.
We can't.
Copyright. Yeah, of course. So while he said that, I said, wow, that's huge. He goes, normally I'll do the Foo Fighters or something, but I can't see a goal coming to fruition, which is great news to hear from our fullback, backman of the year. So he got his girlfriend to pick it. It's his favorite 2000s pop song. Absolutely goated song. He said, I was thinking of doing Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel just to shock the world. But as it landed on No Air by Chris Brown and Jordan Sparks.
It's such a good song.
It's Sound of Silence. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Would you just be so out of place?
That song lives on a Spotify playlist I have called This Song's Actually Pretty Good. And it's an excellent song. Every time I hear it, it makes me happy.
It's a great song.
So I hope, I know he's not meant to kick a goal, right? And it'll obviously get him out of the points for that week.
Yes, he'll be eliminated. He won't kick a goal. Don't worry about it.
But I don't
know. Score update.
Let's have a look here. Brisbane, kicking ahead, 37.
Brisbane, 6-1, 37. Yep. Plays Carlton, 1-0, 6.
Wow.
So it's a complete and utter bloodbath.
Yep, on the Ego Outdoor Power Equipment scoreboard or whatever the hell they used to be. on the Kubota excavator, on the Schofield Dredger scoreboard.
Well, my premiership favourite is going well then. Happy with that. Yours?
Mine not great. Yours are playing in Brisbane, so they won't lose a game there all year.
Yeah, great.
But they don't play the grand final there, so they're not going to win that.
Well, you never know. It's been done before. Scoey, who did you pick again for the grand final?
I said GWS.
The Greater Western Sydney Giants.
GWS.
But can I just like slide a little, probably thanks to Tab Touch here, let's slip a little like roughy sort of, I just maybe had a look at a couple of odds. Mm. And I also had a look at the form and who they were playing and who they're going to play. Port Adelaide will be on the top of the ladder after 8 rounds. Mm. They play at Adelaide Oval 6 times, and the other 2 games are at the MCG where they dominate. They will be 8-0. I haven't looked who they're playing. They play at home 6 times in the first 8 weeks. Like, thanks for coming. Port Adelaide, top of the ladder.
Yeah, thank you, Arthur, for the rabbits. That's...
There you go. All right. So would they be a dark horse then for, I don't know, top 2 grand final?
They were somewhere between like 5th and 8th for favourite for the GF. Like if you're sitting top of the ladder after 8 rounds, you're probably moving.
If they can somehow, they're a bit like Brisbane. You can scrap for top. If somehow they can find their way in that top 2 position and get a home prelim, you're laughing.
Yeah, great.
They were top of the ladder last year after 13 games and didn't win a final.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, okay, Nick. Yep. Well, there you go. That's good. Keep them in check.
Well, they've made a pattern of that, haven't they, Nicholas? Yep. But I do think they're gonna win a lot of games and be up there again. They're gonna start winning finals at some stage.
Of course.
Well, tell that to Essendon.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, whack. There you go.
Well, GWS. They do also have to start winning finals at some stage.
Your team's going. GWS will win some finals, I think. They are playing Collingwood this weekend. Now, one of the best things I've seen. So far this round as we build up to the games, is this call. Now, can you get this up on the screen, please? This call was from like a Facebook fan group of GWS, just calling out to a bit of a call to action to some fans. If we don't have it, that's fine. I'm just going to read you out what they want the fans to do, okay? every time Mason Cox, the Ruckman's, you know, obviously he called the Giants Stadium a showground for livestock.
Yeah.
So this person on a GWS Giants fan chat page has requested that we should all start mooing like cattle when Cox has the ball. As a bit of lighthearted banter. If we own it, it's not an insult.
That's true. And it's you're not booing, you're mooing. It would have been funny. I mean, the moo rings true in a stadium like a boo does.
Yeah.
It would have been funny if they did like a goat noise or something like that.
Yes.
Imagine like everyone just.
It's probably just going to sound like boo.
Yeah, it will definitely just sound like boo. But that'll be even funnier because obviously lighthearted banter and that's excellent. But it'll, you know, he might not touch the ball too often. But if he's got the ball and going back for a set shot.
Oh, man.
And everyone's just mooing him.
I can't
wait. How do we get this up? We've got to get this up. That's an incredible suggestion from whoever brought that up. We've got to get the moo happening around the Livestock Stadium.
Livestock Stadium.
Isn't your nephew going to this game, Will?
Yes, Riley will be there in person.
Riley, please spread the word. You're going to be there on the ground. Get around the fans. Please start pushing.
Just Riley. If it's just Riley mooing.
If it's just Riley mooing, that'll have the same effect because it takes one courageous leader to stand up in the face of adversity and moo for glory.
Luckily, we know him. Riley, get a little selfie video of yourself mooing.
Yep,
please, and we'll share that everywhere. That would be great.
Or baring like a sheep. Or, sheep baring would just, probably go even
just
better.
Livestock.
Yeah, any livestock sounds. It's not really a livestock.
It was a duck.
It was a duck. Is duck livestock?
It's just an animal. It's not livestock.
Yeah. Can
I throw it to the chat?
Go for it, please.
The Azman is asking the big question.
What, sorry?
The Azman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
Pineapple
love
on pizza, yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, now that's just one that we throw in there. I'm a yes.
Yes.
Yep. No. Spew up and throw it in the bin. Cooked pineapple, absolutely not Azman.
I'm a yes man.
Same.
Nice.
I love it.
2-1, fuck you, Scully.
Alex LeClarkson got fined $20,000.
It's a lot of money, isn't
it? That's a lot of money. Because he called.
Is it suspended?
Suspended 2-week suspension until the end of 2025 and must.
No,
also,
is the fine suspended, I think. Is that what you're asking, Will?
Yeah. So he's just fine suspended. It sounds like he's at that.
No, I'm pretty sure he's been handed a $20,000 fine, and he must complete Pride in Sport training approved by the AFL. Have you guys ever had to do one of those like slap on the wrist, sort of? Here, you're gonna have to do some training things.
Never.
I imagine they are pretty much like an online portal where you just click next a bunch of times, and then you're like, yeah, I've done it.
It will be. It's the AFL's version of pretending to be woke and care about things. Although. It is like a $20,000 slap on the wrist is a fucking big slap.
Yeah.
That's like Scully's dredger coming down on your wrist.
I don't care how much money you're making. If you're getting fined $20,000 and that's coming out of your bank account, like you could be making a lot of money, which Alistair Clarkson is. That is a lot of money, $20,000.
Yeah.
That's no longer yours. And I don't know. Where does that go? Is that going to the goal? Is that
going to the goal? Bloody hell. Yeah. And you know what? I'm pretty sure that Paywise can't handle a $20,000.
That's probably
fine
going up there to the Gold Coast.
That might not be something they can do before your tax dollars get taken out of your bank account. So I reckon that's a full.
Power by Paywise.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Power by Paywise. That's a full $20,000 coming out. Now, for the first time ever, we get to do this. We've got a back chat Backman multi this week. Thanks to Tab Touch Hammer. Yeah. It's time to change the mic tops. There we go.
Yeah. Fucking look at that. That'll put a horn on the Pope. Oh, boy.
They don't. What's going on? Oh, he's rubbing his
hands. I was rubbing
my
hands, mate. I'm that excited.
you weren't on the screen. All we could hear is the sound.
Thought he was just firing up the dredger.
Boys, this is back the Backman. This is exclusive, unique to Tab Touch and the Back Chat. We went to Tab Touch, right? So it's a new partnership with Tab Touch. We're very excited about it. Tab Touch. And we said, I'm not going to pretend like we're the world's biggest punters. We're not Hamish. We're not Dan. But we like having like just a little squirt here and there. We wanted a unique market that you can't get anywhere else. We don't want to do the overs, the unders. We don't want to do the, I don't know, touches, the fantasy points. We want a Backman markets. And we bloody got it, didn't we?
We did. Now, sorry, I was just thinking about Scully for a second with the hands rubbing together. We're going straight to the Backman, of course, because we're backing them. And just looking on the screen here, one of the side people are holding up a sign there. Didn't get to see what that was. Looked very interesting. Now,
I think it was a photo of Scully's.
Jack Buckley.
Yep.
Sam Collins. Darcy Moore.
Fuck.
The three of them
are in common.
The three of them. Yeah,
they're
what do they have in common?
They're tall. They're perfect. They are everything specimens that football should be.
They're also Backchat
Kings
sponsored.
They are the Backchat sponsored players.
Bloody love
respective
them.
Clubs. Wow. Yes, they are.
This weekend, right, over their over the games that they're playing.
Actually, did you say Darcy Moore?
Did I say Darcy Moore?
Yeah, he said Darcy Moore, and he's not back. He's not our back. We're not spoiling markets, right?
No, no, no. That's
Isaac Quayner is our
guy. Isaac Quayner, yes. But he will assist Darcy Moore in this. So he has a part to play in this, of course. They're going to combine for 25-plus spoils. And thanks to Tab Touch, they've boosted the odds for this.
Oh.
So they're not just putting someone up there like, yeah, I don't know, you can sort it out. They boost the odds for right just for the exclusive right now during the Backchat podcast. And I don't know how long it's going
to
last for.
So pretty much if you're listening to it live, you've got that going for you, which is nice. That is like, it's good of Tab Touch. So they're obviously a new sponsor. Mm. But that is just, I mean, I don't know how to put it, but that's just silly of them to give us that because it's a guaranteed win. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that is just, like, that is never, Jack Buckley's going to have 30 spoils on his own.
Yes.
And he's got the backup of Collins and Moore. Like, hey, respect the shit out of it, guys. But, you know.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
gamble
you,
responsibly.
Yeah. And obviously, gamble responsibly. And
well,
it's not
you
a guarantee.
Win some, you not, lose yeah. more. And yep. for free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858. You can also visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Scotty, anything
okay.
to add there?
So, thank you, Dan. I know we have to finish there, but I just want everybody at home. You've downloaded the Tab Touch app, right? You're sitting at home and usually you watch kicks and larks and handballs and all these blokes letterizing around. Just imagine this weekend, this Saturday, tomorrow, or whenever you listen to this, today maybe, or yesterday, sitting on your couch counting spoils. You get a tally, get a piece of paper, take a photo, tag us, tag Tab Touch, spoils. Just track them. And when Jack Buckley takes us for 17 in the GWS game, then we're on for a fucking year.
Then we're on for it. Then we're on for a great year. I'll tell you what I'd love to see, and this is one of those ones where you just call out to all the fans that listen and go to, you know, listen and do things live. We love live finds. Mm-hmm. I'd love a live score update on the spoils. Like, get the record, cross out goals and points, and just write spoils.
Those stats are irrelevant.
Who cares about goals and points? I'd love to see an in-person footy record with the GB crossed out and write S. And they're just marking down the spoils.
Yeah, we love that. Absolutely.
Jeez, that'd be amazing.
Quick update on the Brisbane Carlton game. It's just gone to an ad, but I think it was
44 plays, 12. Two goals straight, 12 Holy plays. Shit. Off the top of my head, that'd be 7 goals, 2, 44. Is that the right
Yeah,
math? Yeah, there you go.
Done
I've
it.
Just done it.
Well done. Thank really you. Good. Hey, and on this weekend, also, another thing that we're doing with Tab every weekend, there's a little sport quiz as well. So the look out for that. Backchat double underscore. Have a look on our socials. That's going to come up over the weekend. Let's do this, Damo. I know we said we weren't going to do it every week, but it just keeps coming back.
You said it, we read it.
Great to Troy.
Yeah.
Nick, any word on how he pronounces his last name? Did he give us that information?
Yeah, can Troy go phonetic for us, if possible?
No, nothing there.
He hasn't
okay,
yet.
Troy, if you're listening, yeah, please just break it down for us because I hate
any
saying.
Any other comments floating around over there? Nick, haven't heard from you a while there, mate. You got your mouth stuck on that Tab Touch microphone, or what's going on?
I was just putting some tweets up for this amazing live show, real quick. So,
That's okay. That's
shade
all right.
Cloth, he reckons.
Shadow cloth.
Shade cloth.
Okay, just as cool.
What is the sense in you not drinking until the footy starts? You look like you could do with a shelter, long neck.
Oh, I certainly could. Yeah. No, absolutely. I definitely could. Do with a shelter. I have been injured and have been coming back from an ankle injury and swore off alcohol for the start of the year until round one. Had one blip on the radar, obviously, when my little brother got engaged. But apart from that, I have been Alan Moffat as opposed to Graham Bonnet and am feeling pretty good about myself.
Very good. Well done. It's a good effort.
To win another Sandover.
Exactly. Want to win another Sandover.
Do you know what? Win another Sandover. Great. Go win a premiership.
Yeah, that's what we care about.
That's what we care about. But, of course, win a Sandover as well.
Also, just... On that and on my own football, I don't want to get the hopes of everyone up too high, but in a discussion, and I'm not going to give too much about the East Perth tactics away, but there might be an opportunity at some point for a midfielder to roll back a
Ooh,
little bit.
Wow.
And play wow. as a defender.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's
hang
huge.
On a minute.
Breaking.
Good. Holy and breaking. Shit.
When Good is on. Round one?
Round one's the 30th of March. Oh, so wow. at some point in that game, I could be in the back line. I don't think I will be, but there's a chance.
Did you go to the coach with this? Or
I just
this?
Said, mate, yeah. I fucking love playing midfield, kicking a goal is great, but I just would kill to get some more spoils. That's what I said to him.
Really good.
Anyway, we'll just wait and see.
I got a question for Scully. Okay. This one from Huntsy, my boy Huntsy. He goes, Scully, how long until the barley belly kicks in?
Nah, Huntsy, all good, mate. Just play it nicely over here. I mean, eat pretty much only eat in the resorts. My theory with this is, and we went out last night to a restaurant, I've got to say, I probably went against my rule, but if you stay in the resorts and you just eat here, they don't have barley belly in the resorts. If a whole resort got wiped out by a barley belly, no one's staying there, right? So I think they've all got it under control in all the resorts. So we just do that. It's fine. I haven't touched fucking wood. I haven't been sick from barley belly. I've been in Bali 4 times in the last 12 months. I haven't been sick once.
Really good.
That's good. We got lots of moos in the chat.
Respect. Plenty of moos. We'll get them out at the showground.
Put your moos out.
Matthew Richards suggested maybe a sheep noise.
Yep.
Matty Richardson. So good to hear that Richo's listening to the obviously it's quarter time, so he's probably just ducked. Is he doing the broadcast? Might be just listening in.
And Troy's given us phonetic pronunciation.
Okay, go on.
Nababan. I think I still butchered that.
Nababan. Troy Nababan.
Troy Nababan.
It rolls off the tongue.
It's so fun to say. Troy Nababan.
Nababanyard. The barnyard dog, Troyza.
Is he German? Perhaps. Maybe it's
Autobahn.
Autobahn.
Nababan. Like a sheep. Livestock.
Yeah, good. Yeah. One more from Asman, the Asman. Another food query. Pickles on burgers. Yes or no?
Yes, I'm a big pickles guy. Yes. Yeah. Fucking love a gherkin.
All right. Let's read this email. This is from Oscar Army. Okay. Hi, Scully and boys. Would you bloody believe it? Turn the TV over to catch a little bit of front bar before the season begins, and what do I see? Nick and Josh Dacos on there together. Nice. It's true. They can't do anything alone. I get sick of seeing any Collingwood player as it is, but constantly having to see their lids at the same time is brutal. Anyways, love your work, big fan. Keep doing great things. And GWS, go Orange team. All right, Scully, Nick Dacos, Josh Dacos, you mentioned this as well.
Look, we've got some stuff wrong on this podcast, but one thing we haven't got wrong is Nick, Josh, and their father cannot be separated. What the fuck is going on? Why on earth, if you put a media request to Collingwood, why are you saying, can we get Nick and Josh? It doesn't happen with anyone else in the country. Why are they a couple? They're brothers. Okay. Does Andy and Angus go on fucking every show? No, they don't. Does Hamish get caught in with it? No, he doesn't. Like, what are we actually doing here? Why is Josh and Nick and Peter? Why is Peter on there? Why is Peter on there with them? What's happening?
I mean, unless the Dacos boys have fallen on hard times, which if they have, you know, my heart goes out to them.
Yeah, we've got to respect it.
If they're falling on hard times, and Peter, you know, not sure what he does for work, but he could be, you know, the income could be drying up, and you know, latch on, make hay while the sun shines, they say. But boy, howdy, I'll tell you what, they are just inseparable. It's fucking like they're conjoined twins. It's stupid. You can't see one without the other. It's incredible.
What's the point of it? I don't understand.
I have a theory on this.
All right, Nick's got a theory.
Josh Dacos, amazing player, but I think he's maybe self-conscious that Nick Dacos might one day eclipse him and that he might become a bit irrelevant, Troy Selwood type operator that Nick Dacos only gets talked about. Yeah, well... I don't know. So they've decided to do everything together. So it's a solidified front.
Josh, you're a cracking player. Josh is a great player.
Your brother's better than you. Last year, he won the best and fairest.
Yeah, he won the best and fairest.
He's the best player last year.
I'm sorry, mate. Your brother's better than you. Your brother's one of the best players in the competition, and you just have to tip your hat to him. There's nothing, you know. Good on you. He's an All Australian. He's a Premiership player. He's a best and fairest winner. You're a star in your own right, Josh. Your brother's just better.
Can someone either here on this podcast or on the YouTube on live? Can someone answer why they're together? Like, I understand they're brothers. There's lots of brothers, right? There's lots of brothers. Brothers everywhere. What's the reason? Why is Nick and Josh on everything together?
When's the last time I'll tell you what's a really good example. When's the last time you've heard of Nathan Ablett? How many times did Nathan roll out there?
Nathan.
Gary's been, I'm sure he went up to the Gold Coast Suns with Gary, but they weren't doing every fucking captain's promo together. It was just not Gary like that. I'll tell you what that was like. That's like that... American Idol audition where that guy's just singing there and brings his brother in.
Oh, yeah.
If you've seen it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
You didn't see Brett Goods following Adam Goods everywhere?
Yep, you didn't see Goodsy. I just let Andrew and Angus do their own thing. I just sort of sit away in the background.
Well, in the NBA, there's Marcus and Markeith Morris, identical twins, and they've got identical tattoos as well, and they share a bank account, so their contracts, right, they go into the same account, so they just share the money.
That's good. I'm pretty sure in the NFL there's Barkevious and Hughkevious Mingo. Pretty sure they're two people that exist in the world.
Great.
I actually have another Troy Nababan fun fact.
Troy Nababan, yeah.
It's actually a palindrome, his last name.
Nababan.
Right.
There you go. That's cool. That's huge.
That's fun.
A lot of Troy talk. Troy's cool. This whole show's been about Troy.
Hey, Troy.
We bloody love it. I've got one more email for you. Evening.
It's from Troy.
Evening, Troy. I knew you'd be on this pod. Evening. I don't know if Dan already admitted this to you, but he actually butchered someone else's name on Cameo too. Look at his profile. The video is there. From Longneck Sister. Looked for it on your Patreon, but couldn't find it. I don't know what they're talking about. I'm sure if someone asked me for a Cameo, I did the right thing by saying the name correctly. But that's fine. Now,
hey Daniel, hey Hamish,
hey Will,
is my audio all right? This is kind of a better and more serious sort of.
Your audio is perfect, mate.
Yep.
Okay. Because we got this on Instagram, so I think this is a You Send It, We Read It. I think maybe the greatest message I've ever received and we've ever received. So I'm going to read it out to you.
Great.
Would that be okay?
That'd be fine by me.
This is from Kaz, right? She's a mum. Hi, Will and team. I just wanted to send you a quick message to say thank you for your podcast. I'm a mum of a young 18-year-old boy who loves footy. I'm a reluctant watcher of football and I'm not sports inclined. I am at nearly every game to watch my son play, early mornings, in the rain, etc., just like my parents. My son always calls me out because he knows I dislike football, but I love him, so I go to watch him. There is a reason for my dislike of football because it's not the game itself I dislike. I find the non-inclusive, toxic masculinity environment with a focus on alcohol that surrounds amateur and junior football very off-putting, and I worry what it's teaching my impressionable young man. Just for the record, I've spent time around many clubs, not just the one my son is currently associated with. It's about to get good. I also dislike the way that football is the center of the world when I know it should only ever be a part of the whole, not the whole. I'm always looking for ways to connect with my son, and your podcast gives me talking points and gives me a momentary illusion of being a cool mum, not a regular mum. However, the reason I enjoy your podcast so much is because your focus seems to be on what makes the man great, not just the football. In a world where I struggle to find a direction to point my young man in the search for healthy male role models, your podcast gives me something to point towards for him. Interviews with people he loves, with a healthy perspective on the world, your exploration of what has made a person successful, what makes a good person, what drives success, and what else makes up this person besides football, not to mention how they like their eggs. Very good there, Kaz. It means you're a listener. Is so thoughtful and considered and much appreciated. I can't tell you what impact it will have on him, but at this window in his life, when he is trying to figure out the type of man he will become, every little bit helps. Hopefully over time, with discussions such as yours, the culture at the amateur junior clubs will begin to change. Love your work. Pleased to keep it coming. Lots of love, Karen. She didn't say lots of love. I did. P.S. I understand I will no longer be a cool mum if he knows I've sent this message to you. The curse of being a mum.
Kaz.
Love that, Kaz. Yeah.
That is fucking brilliant.
Love that. That's a bloody good.
Yeah, buddy. Exactly.
Yeah, Kaz, yes. That's incredible. And look,
I wrote back to Kaz and said it's the best message I've ever got.
Yeah, that is
awesome.
It'll
be up there. If she's listening and her son listens to this, I'm not sure what her son's name is. She doesn't say it, but gee whiz. Like, you think you got a cool – if that doesn't ring cool mum.
Oh, absolutely.
Give your mum a hug, give your mum a kiss, take your mum out for dinner, buy your mum some flowers, do whatever you want. But that is – that's pretty cool.
Really the alcohol
culture can be an issue. Not drinking till the start of the season. Come on, Kaz.
But
fuck, that's a cracking message.
That's
so, hey, well done. Pat on the back. Not really giving ourselves a pat on the back, but like – It's just nice to chuff yourself up a little bit. Scully's just dredging himself on the back. It's nice.
Now I
score update 50-13.
I said it might be the best message I've ever received, Kaz. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
because
Kaz.
I think sometimes when we do the podcast, it's very difficult to know if we're doing the right shit, because we just end up talking to ourselves and blah, blah, blah. So that was an incredible message. So thank you very much, Kaz.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, Kaz. We'll finish on this. I did say off the top that there was some pretty negative news around Backman. You know, we pumped them up a lot.
Yeah, we have. We've pumped heaps of them up.
We love them. They're the reason why premierships are won. And we bloody love Backman. But we have a bone to pick with... I don't know if we pick with the club or with the player, but let's talk about the club first. Let's talk about Richmond for a second.
Okay, so my one instantly goes to our back chat backman of the year. Our back chat backman player.
Do you remember who it is?
Yeah, it's Noah Bolter.
Noah Bolter. Okay.
Noah Bolter.
Great young man. Okay. His best years are ahead of him.
Easily ahead of him.
Yeah, he's a legend. He's our sponsored backman. Go to look at the team list, right?
He's not on there, is he?
No, he's on there.
Okay. Well,
no, he's on there.
But
he's fucking
scrolling
on there.
Through. Okay. So I'm going, back line. Oh gosh, he's not been picked.
He's starting on the bench, is he?
That's sad.
You've listed him on the bench.
No, he's not on the bench.
He's not on the bench, mate.
Kept scrolling. Playing in the forward line.
Fuck.
Noah Bolter listed as a forward. Full forward. That's even worse. I just thought he was a forward pocket or something.
That's the antithesis of what a backman should be. That is, look, it could be deception.
Okay.
Scully knows this full well. There are times where the team sheet can be placed and it's a bit of flip-flop and it's, a lot of the time more star-powered players like Jeremy McGovern.
It's never fooled anybody. Do you reckon like the head coach is going, oh, well, Jeremy McGovern's playing at fullback now. We better fucking deal with that. Like, is that correct? It could be deception.
It could be deception. And I think, look, I'm disappointed. I'd like one of two things to happen. Mm-hmm. Either one, it to be... a good old fashioned switcheroo and him just to start full back and jokes on everybody. April Fool's Day on the 8th of March. Or alternatively, he start full forward. Happy for him to start full forward if he just charges straight through to the back line and goes down and plays full back. Just for whatever reason, just says, fuck it, I'm going down.
Given the broadcast, the bird as he does it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just running
through the middle of the ground.
What's Noah Bolter doing?
Yeah, why is Noah Bolter running through the middle of the ground doing that? Just not even focusing on the football. The ball's coming in his end and he's running the wrong way. Just fuck you guys.
Oh, he lifts up his Guernsey as a back chat t-shirt.
He takes his Richmond jersey off. It's Jack Buckley 44 on there. And Noah Bolter next minute gets dragged and we never see him again.
So
then it's face off and he rips off the mask and it's actually Jack Buckley.
And then he does it again and rips it off and it's Troy.
Troy. Oh boy! So there's a please explain for Richmond. Please sort your guy out because please sort yourselves out because Adam Uze, what are you doing? Get a vowel in your last name.
Or it has one. Get more vowel.
Heaps more vowels.
Yeah.
Get one's a much more enough. Pronounceable last name like Banana or whatever Troy's name is. Banana or Nanabar.
Scully,
Nanaban.
Scully, we'll leave you to it in a sec. You can go back to your pool and your martinis and whatever you get up to there over in Bali. But Hammer's about to break a world record.
I am, mate. I'm about to break a world record and... This one's a bit of a journey. So I started here yesterday at the Shelter Footycast. So I thought to myself afterwards, let me just try this one. Mm-hmm. And the record is, I'm not going to tell you what the record is because you need to look at it, but it was 27.8 seconds and I did this thing in 19 seconds. And I was like, I've just fucking broken a world record.
Oh my gosh.
I've just broken a world record. 10 seconds. Everyone came in like, have I just fucking broken the world record? We started filming
There's a lot of carry on.
I did it again, 17.3. Everyone erupted. Like I had goosebumps. The whole place was just fucking rocking. And then I
Troy was playing guitar
from the roof. Scully was somehow, you could feel it just thumping onto the ground from wherever he was in the world, hitting the registering on the Richter scale. And then we watched the record back and I was technically not doing it properly.
Okay.
So I was a little bit off. But I've tried it again today and I'm close. I think this one, like I'm talking, we say at the end of every record, is this gettable? Is this not? Like this is a 9 out of 10 gettable. This is like, I can fucking touch
Hammer
it.
Breaks.
Hammer
breaks.
Hammer is going to break. Okay. I can feel it.
So last week's record you attempted, that's up on YouTube. You can go watch it right now. Just search Hammer Breaks. It's on its own YouTube channel. If you're there, people are actually watching live on YouTube. Go just right
you
now.
You can check it out.
Search Hammer Breaks. Go subscribe to it. Watch all the videos. They're very good. This one's coming out next week, though. We'll give you a little teaser on Monday's show.
Yep,
like
we will.
With some video. But it's very exciting to feel like I'm in the
I'm going to break a fucking world record. Yeah, I'm just going to break a world record.
We'll wrap up. Yeah, sorry. Yes, go.
Yeah, boys. I might have to get off soon. I'm about to get out the old hotspot out here. So I feel like this episode may be costing us maybe $1,000 in internet from over here in Bali. So I've got some dredging to do as well.
Yeah, to cut your losses.
Yeah, so right. I'm going to have to go do some dredging. I'm going to get the money back for hotspotting this entire episode. It's been a pleasure joining you from Bali.
Yeah,
I will
been.
Be back. I'm coming back. I'm back tomorrow.
Oh, brilliant.
I'll be watching KO counting spoils thanks to Tab Touch. I would like to say, you may have heard the little ad if you are listening, make sure you get down to the Leadable Hotel for round one of the footy next week. Ooh, Daniel.
Yes, that's fuck right. Yeah. Finally time to go to the pub and watch footy. God, no better place to do it than the Leadable Hotel.
Guys.
Yep. See you, mate. See you, mate. You go do your thing. You go enjoy Bali. Hammer, one more thing before we witness greatness and you break a record. Thanks to Paywise, of course, powering the podcast.
Yep.
You're thinking like, well, what happened to, you know, the other guys.
What happened to the other guys? Like, where, can I still know the Ted Leases? Yeah. What are we doing?
The answer is yes. Don't worry.
Well, Paywise. Okay.
Just Paywise. Google it. Of course, Tab Touch, Shelter Brewing Co., Mumba Digital, and Whippersnapper Whiskey. All of our guys is helping us out making this podcast bloody good. And to our patrons. Now, the rounds have started, right? So there's two games. So if you want to join the tipping comp, you have to be a patron. You've missed out on two games. You can come back from that.
Yeah, you can still come back from that.
You can also win weekly prizes of $250 to the Elford, which is great. There's $2,001 on the line to win the whole tipping comp. Someone did it last year. Why can't it be you?
Yep.
Give us an email, hello@backchatpodcast.com.au, backchat__ on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter as well. We've been doing stuff on Twitter.
Yeah,
it's getting better.
We've been tweeting.
Been tweeting or Xing, whatever you call it.
Tweet.
And of course, TikTok. We're going to be back on Monday at 4:30. If you're listening to it and you're like, oh, maybe I should just have a look on YouTube. Go.
Backchat. Yeah, have a look on YouTube. You won't
have a look
it.
At the live. You will not regret it. Emma, I'll see you.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. I'll see you.
We're going to break a record. We'll see you on Monday. Yeah.
Cool.
Great.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.